Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you on this Monday. It's great to have you with us. As you may know, we're starting the second week of a wonderful series by Derek Prince on the Holy Spirit. Last week was just marvelous. We learned about who the Holy Spirit is, who he was in the life of Jesus in the early church, and who he can be in our lives. We're learning about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Probably most importantly, we're learning that the Holy Spirit is a person. And this week, we're actually going to understand how the Holy Spirit lifts us to new level of spirituality. And we're also going to learn how to welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives. This is going to be a tremendous and transforming time. Now, if you've missed any of these teachings, of course, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. And I think you'll find some amazing things there. And you can listen to each one of these sessions over and over again. This is great theology. This is great inspiration. This is bringing the pieces together of all that's said in the New Testament about the Holy Spirit. And I think you're going to find, as Derek says, that the Holy Spirit is a limitless resource. This is going to be powerful for you. So be sure and have your Bible, have a notebook, take notes, and apply these truths to your life and begin to get ready to receive some magnificent things from the Holy Spirit. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
This week, I'm continuing with the theme that I commenced last week, the Holy Spirit in you. In my talks last week, I explained the exchange of divine persons that took place when Jesus had completed his ministry on earth. First, Jesus himself returned to heaven. Then, from heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to take his place with his disciples on earth. This exchange was completed on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came to the disciples to be their paraclete. That's a transliteration of the Greek word. We saw that it means someone called in alongside to help you, to plead your case, to give you strength and wisdom. Various ways of translating that word paraclete are found today. The King James says comforter. Other versions say counselor or helper. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it's translated advocate. It has a kind of legal tinge to it. At any rate, the Holy Spirit came to the disciples to be all those things to them. For this reason, as Jesus promised, they were not left as orphans, without anyone to care for them or provide for them or help them. Also, in fulfillment of his promise, Jesus himself came to the disciples in the Holy Spirit, but no longer limited by space and time. Through the Holy Spirit, he is able to be present with his people everywhere and anywhere at the same time. At the end of last week, I began to explain specific ways in which the Holy Spirit helps us. The first way that I dealt with was the revelation of God's Word. That is, the Holy Spirit reveals and transmits to us the understanding, the content of God's Word. And God's Word is both the Scripture, the Bible, and God's personal Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit reveals and interprets both to us. Today I'm going to speak about another main result of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Namely, it is that we are lifted onto a supernatural plane of living. There are two very interesting verses in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 and 5 that describe Christians by a New Testament standard. And this is what it says about them. Those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age. You'll see that there are five things said about the New Testament believers. First, they've been enlightened. Secondly, they've tasted the heavenly gift, which I believe is the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Third, they've shared in the Holy Spirit or been made partakers of the Holy Spirit. Fourth, they've tasted the goodness of the Word of God. God's Word has become living and real to them. And fifth, they've tasted the powers of the coming age. Isn't that an exciting phrase? All Christians believe that in the next age, we'll function in a totally different way. We'll be set free from many of our limitations of our natural physical body. We'll have a different kind of body, a totally different lifestyle. But many Christians don't realize that through the Holy Spirit, we can taste a little of this lifestyle right now in this life. We taste the powers of the coming age. We only taste them, we don't appropriate them in their fullness, but we come to know a little bit of what the next life is going to be like, even in this life. There's a very interesting phrase used by Paul in this connection in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, where he's writing to believers, and he says, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." These are people who have heard the gospel, believed it. Then he says, "Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is God's seal set upon those who are true believers. And speaking about the seal of the Holy Spirit, Paul says, "Who," that is the Holy Spirit, "is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." That word deposit is a fascinating word. The Holy Spirit is God's deposit in us right now for the next age. I've made a study of the word that's used there. In Greek, it's arbon, and that's really a Hebrew word. It's also used in Arabic, and it's also used in the Swahili language of East Africa, the same word. So it's a very interesting word. And years back, when I was living in Jerusalem, probably about 1946, I had a very interesting experience which beautifully illustrated for me the meaning of that word arbon, or deposit. My first wife and I went to the old city to buy some material to make drapes for our new home. We saw the material that we wanted, we inquired the price, and let us say it was a dollar a yard, just to say that, and we needed 50 yards. So I told the man, "That's what I want," and he told me the price, $50. Well, I said to him, "I don't have $50 with me right now. Here's $10. That's my deposit. Now, the drapes, the material is mine. You put it on one side. You're not free to sell it to anybody else. I'll come back with the rest of the money and I'll collect the drapes." Well, that's the word in Arabic was arbon. So the Holy Spirit is the Lord's deposit in us. He pays a little down payment of the life of the next age in us right now. And when we receive that down payment, we're like that drape material. We're set aside. We're not for sale to anybody else. And it's the guarantee that he's coming back with the rest to complete the purchase. And so Paul speaks about having a deposit until the redemption of those who are God's possession. We already belong to him, but we've only received the down payment. The full payment is yet to come.
Don't you love that idea that the Holy Spirit is a deposit of the great things to come in God? I love this truth, because while the Holy Spirit is a deposit of the great things to come, the reality is he's also, in a sense, a down payment, an advance payment, an advance gift of the great glories that we're going to know in the next life, but available to us in this life. And this is the thing we need to understand. This is the thing that we need to hold on to, that the Holy Spirit is not just a light gracing of our lives, just kind of the eyes of Jesus watching over us, but the Holy Spirit is here to bring the gifts of heaven as actual resources into our daily and practical lives. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power,
Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you here today. We're launching the second week of a two-week series on the Holy Spirit, and I think it's been really transforming for those of us who have been able to be here every day. If you haven't been, no problem. You can log on to the website at derekprince.org. One of the great truths that we're experiencing is how practical the Holy Spirit is. The Bible says He's here to teach us, to guide us, to illuminate, to remind us, to show us things to come, to give us wisdom and insight we wouldn't otherwise have. The Holy Spirit was sent to empower our Christian lives, but also to empower our daily lives so that we can live lives that are something beyond just mere men, as Paul said. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
So the Holy Spirit is the Lord's deposit in us. He pays a little down payment of the life of the next age in us right now. And when we receive that down payment, we're like that drape material. We're set aside. We're not for sale to anybody else. And it's the guarantee that He's coming back with the rest to complete the purchase. And so Paul speaks about having a deposit until the redemption of those who are God's possession. We already belong to Him, but we've only received the down payment. The full payment is yet to come. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit, He's the down payment of our life in God in the next age. And this supernatural life extends to every area of our experience. If we study the New Testament with an open mind, we are compelled to acknowledge that the whole life and experience of the early Christians was permeated in every part by the supernatural. Supernatural experiences were not something incidental or additional. They were an integral part of their whole lives as Christians. Their praying was supernatural. Their preaching was supernatural. They were supernaturally guided, supernaturally empowered, supernaturally transported, supernaturally protected. Remove the supernatural from the book of Acts and you are left with something that has no meaning or coherence. From the descent of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 and onwards, it is scarcely possible to find a single chapter in which the record of the supernatural does not play an essential part. In the record of Paul's ministry in Ephesus, in Acts chapter 19, verse 11, we find a most arresting and thought-provoking expression. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Notice that phrase, special miracles. The Greek phrase here used could be translated somewhat freely, miracles of a kind that do not happen every day. Miracles were an everyday occurrence in the early church. Normally, they would have caused no special surprise or comment. But the miracles granted here in Ephesus through the ministry of Paul were such that even the early church found them worthy of special record. In how many churches today would we find occasion to use the phrase, miracles of a kind that do not happen every day? In how many churches today do miracles ever happen, let alone happen every day? One area in which the supernatural was particularly manifested in the lives of the early Christians was in the supernatural direction that they received from the Holy Spirit. In Acts 16, we read about Paul and his companions on his second missionary journey. And they were in what we would call Asia Minor today, and it says in verse 6, they were kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Then it says they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus, that's Jesus through the Holy Spirit, would not allow them to enter Bithynia. So they tried to go west, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them. They tried to go northeast, and the Holy Spirit said no. Then it says, so they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas, that was northwest. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Then the next verse says, after Paul had seen this vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them in Macedonia. Now that's a very, very significant incident. and it's an example of the supernatural intervention and overruling of the Holy Spirit. It would have been natural for them in that geographical situation to go either west into Asia, northeast into Bithynia. It was unnatural to pass those two areas, go northwest, and then cross over into the continent of Europe. But if we look back over the subsequent history of the church, we see that the continent of Europe played a unique part, first of all, in preserving the gospel through the Dark Ages, secondly, in becoming the main continent for many years in sending forth the word of God to other nations. So you see, God had a sovereign purpose that included many centuries ahead. Paul and his companions could never have discovered it by natural reasoning, but through the supernatural direction of the Holy Spirit, they walked right into the full purpose of God. And all history has been affected by that guidance of the Holy Spirit in their lives, which was supernatural. So that's just a single example out of many of the supernatural intervention of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the early Christians.
You know, an honest reading of the New Testament leads us to the conclusion that dreams and visions and revelations are a normal part of the Christian life. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. These things did not pass away in the first century. There's no scripture in the New Testament that says that. Instead, we ought to be expecting that God will guide us, that God will give us insight through dreams, visions, revelations. I mean, after all, the Holy Spirit is promised as the revealer, so He's going to use every resource He might have available to Him to teach us, to guide us, to open the way. God does not intend that our future should just be a blindly entered kind of dark cave. He wants it to be a path of illumination and grace. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. I hope you've been with us all day as we've been talking about the Holy Spirit and learning about this person of the Holy Spirit. And before I just share a few thoughts with you, I want to make sure that you know about a special resource that we have for you. It's called Transmitting God's Power. It's a resource that we want to make available to you free and postage paid. You can get it by logging onto the website at derekprince.org, or you can call the number that'll be given to you in just a few moments. But this is a resource. It's a special booklet that Derek wrote, and it's all about how the laying on of hands transfers power and the Holy Spirit and some of the great things of God. It's good, solid biblical theology, and we want you to have it. So log on to the website or call us and request that special resource. You know, I want us to be very, very practical in what we're talking about with the Holy Spirit, because this has been, for me, one of the most important doctrines of any Christian doctrine. I believe strongly in the Holy Spirit as a resource, as Derek calls him, that is just beyond anything that we've ever imagined. I believe the Holy Spirit is sent in our lives to be of practical good. But I don't really believe we can access that. I don't really believe we can walk in it until we understand the most important truth, I believe, which Derek shared with us in the very first session on this topic, and that is that the Holy Spirit is a person. I want to urge you to begin to welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. Even if you're a person who's been filled with the Spirit, even if you're a person who's been in a church where the work of the Holy Spirit is recognized and not just sort of crowded back into the first century, I want you to consider that the Holy Spirit is an actual, invisible person who has come into this world. The Bible very clearly says that the Holy Spirit has a will, that the Holy Spirit has emotions, that the Holy Spirit has intentions, that the Holy Spirit has desires for us. Very specifically, the Bible says this, that the Holy Spirit acts and acts according to His will. In other words, even though we're better able to understand the person of Jesus, who actually has bodily form, the reality is that the Holy Spirit is no less a person than Jesus is. He's not just static electricity. He's not just energy and force. He's an actual person. And the Bible tells us that Jesus actually sent Him into our lives because it would be better that we have the Holy Spirit in unlimited form than that we have Jesus here in bodily form, limited by time, limited by space, limited by the limitations of the flesh. What I want to urge you to do is to begin to address and regard the Holy Spirit as a person who operates in your life. Now, I don't want to be silly about this, and I want us to be very respectful in the way we approach this. But, you know, the reality is, if the Bible is true at all, when you wake up in the morning, the Holy Spirit's there. When you are preparing for the work that you have to do, the Holy Spirit is there. He knows what's coming in your life. He knows what your weaknesses and your strengths are. He knows what you need. He knows what you need to know. And the Bible makes it clear that He wants to reveal these things and much, much more besides. I believe we're supposed to have the kind of relationship with the Holy Spirit that He can draw us, lead us into the things that we need. That if God wants to speak to us from the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit draws us into the Scriptures. If God wants to guide us into some area of truth or research or work or mastery, that the Holy Spirit leads us into those things. I believe that we can fine-tune our listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit so that it's as instantaneous as somebody saying, turn left here, or stop, or pay attention. The reality is that the Christian life is meant to be lived in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Paul repeatedly spoke about fellowship with the Spirit. The great Christians that I have known had this sense of the Holy Spirit's presence in their lives, had this sense that there was a being who was moving with them, who was part of their life, who was guiding them, who was empowering them, whose presence could actually be felt at times. That's what makes for great Christians, this sense of, oh, call it what you will. Some call it the anointing. Some call it the presence. I simply think it's the person of the Holy Spirit. And as I've already shared in my life, this was radically transforming. I became a Christian, was introduced to the truth of the Holy Spirit, and I began to specifically pray that the Holy Spirit would help me in some areas in which I was limited intellectually and in my studies, and immediately that began to happen. And it wasn't just a matter of the grades that I got in college. It was a matter of the insight that I had, of the use that I put to the knowledge that I was given, of the passion that I had for the subject, of the favor that I had with fellow students and with teachers. And it became a force that was so important to me that it allowed me to accomplish some things later in my life. Listen, it doesn't matter what you're called to do. It doesn't matter what you're made for. The Holy Spirit has been sent to make you equal to the task, intellectually, physically, emotionally, and in 1,000 different areas of skills that you might be called to or might need for what you're made to do. Let's rely upon the Holy Spirit to make us the victorious, overcoming Christians that we're called to be. Well, there's so much more time we're going to spend on this in the coming days as we learn more about the Holy Spirit, but that is all the time we have for now. So for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet,
Transmitting God's Power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at DerekPrince.org.